it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Hi, I'm Adam Hogue of CHGO Bears.
I'm Matt Peck of CHGO Bulls.
And this is CHGO Tavern Style, our new daily podcast, smaller bites. And look, we got actual Salerno's Tavern Style pizza here for the occasion.
Look at that. Can I grab you a piece, Adam?
Yes, sausage and peppers.
Sausage and pep, the way to go. There you are, sir.
Thank you. It does not get any more Chicago than this.
Don't want to get any grease on that beautiful CHGO hoodie.
Today's topic, to get us started, we're not going to go Detroit style. This is Tavern Style, but it does have to do with the Lions a little bit.
Who orders Detroit style?
Lions fans, I guess. But the Lions obviously lost last night. They collapsed, and you got to zoom out a little bit and understand it was a pretty good season overall. So the question at hand and how it has to do with the Bears, Matt, you're a big Bears fan.
I am.
Do you believe the Bears can make that same Lions jump in 2024?
You ready for my cynical answer?
Yes, I am.
No, I don't. I have seen nothing but losing for my entire life as a Bears fan. You know, the 06 run to the Super Bowl, exciting. The 2010 NFC Championship broke my heart. 2018, that was a fun little fling. Ended horribly. Other than that, I've seen nothing but losing. I know that they went from a 3-win team to a 7-win team, and a lot of Bears fans probably feel like instead of 7-10, they could have easily been 10-7 this year if a few plays in fourth quarters go differently. But I'm sorry, I know people are excited about Shane Waldron and what he did with Geno Smith, and whether it's Caleb Williams or sticking with Justin, having more confidence in this Bears offense next season to put more points on the board. I still hate that Eberflus is here. I think a lot of what happened in those fourth quarters of the Bears miraculously choking away games that they had wrapped up as wins, I think the head coach should get a lot of that blame, and that's the same head coach that's still here.
So that's a big difference. So the comparables here are the Lions went into year three this year under their regime, Brad Holmes, the general manager, and Dan Campbell, the head coach, and they've been building this thing up. They had to tear it down, build it back up, buy in everything that Dan Campbell has been preaching, and people are on him for the game last night. You know, that's a different conversation, but you still got to give him credit for what they've built. So the idea is Bears, year three of this regime, sort of a similar track this year as what the Lions were in 2022. This Lions started terrible that year, and then they put it together. One big difference is they beat the Packers in week 18 at Lambeau to not allow them to make the playoffs. The Bears could not get that done. And then the other thing that you just brought up, you know, I don't fully agree with you wanting Matt Eberflus gone, but the reality is there's a huge segment of the fan base that wants Matt Eberflus gone. Didn't want him here this year, wanted him fired. That was not the case in Detroit. Like, there may have been, like, a really small minority of the fans that questioning Dan Campbell.
Yeah.
But after they got that win at Lambeau last season, it was Dan Campbell all the way. Like, he had the full buy-in from that town. In a lot of ways, he's a perfect fit for that town.
Yeah, and regardless of how Lions fans are feeling, or just NFL fans who watched that game yesterday are feeling about a couple of questionable decisions, if you want to call it that, to not take attempts at 3 points when you're trying to protect that lead and maybe build that lead, and going for it on fourth down twice and coming up empty, I agree. I think for the most part, Lions fans have fallen in love with Dan Campbell over the last few years. That has never really existed here with Bears fans and Matt Eberflus, and I think for good reason. I swear every time the Bears social media team, whether it be Instagram or Twitter, posted a video of Eberflus talking to his guys in the locker room after a win, I wanted to blow my brains out, because nothing about that guy screams he is the right man for the job. He doesn't seem to have any gravitas to me. And again, so many fourth quarter blown leads. I mean, yes, you can point to certain plays where players should have done one thing or another. Justin's got to get rid of the ball, whatever it may be. that many blown fourth quarter leads to me is a direct point to the head coach. And it's still the same one. And, you know, you mentioned the Lions' ability to beat the Packers. That's the other reason I am lacking faith in the Bears making a jump from almost a 500 team to a legitimate playoff team. You got to find ways to win against your division opponents. Yeah. Six games against your division, and the Bears have been getting their asses handed to them by basically every division opponent for the last handful of years.
Well, ironically, the one team they can have some success against is Detroit. They just match up well. Detroit struggles against running quarterbacks, so I think that was a big reason. You even saw that last night a little bit with Brock Purdy getting loose. A big difference, too, I think, is what Ben Johnson's done with that offense. I mean, that is a well-oiled machine offensively. Mm-hmm. The Bears are not anywhere close to that yet.
No.
So if they're going to make this jump, Shane Waldron better be the answer. Whoever they run at quarterback next year, whether they keep Justin Fields or they draft Caleb Williams, there needs to be a spike in actual passing quarterback play to get that done. Because otherwise, it's really not an apples-to-apples comparison between these two franchises right now. And on top of that, this division's going to be way harder next year than it was this year when the Lions had that thing wrapped up, you know, by Thanksgiving.
Yeah. I mean, you hated watching the way that Jordan Love played in those playoff games because you're just like, not again. Like, really, Bears fans have to deal with potentially another Pro Bowl-level quarterback in a Green Bay uniform for X amount of years to come. And we're, you know, kind of still a question mark with what's going to go on with Minnesota. Is Kirk Cousins going to come back from that injury? Are they going to go a different direction? But they still have plenty of talent over there. And this Lions team that just won the division. What you just said about the offense, I think, is another huge concern. Again, I'm cautiously optimistic that Waldron can come in here and do something different. But, I mean, Bears fans watching, whether it was, you know, wild card weekend, divisional round, the, you know, AFC and NFC championship games yesterday, when you see real NFL offenses and how they operate, you just hate yourself for being a Bears fan. How many times were you guys breaking down in post games this season or on Monday episodes? Oh, gee, like, you know, Justin Fields had three passing attempts that went beyond 5 yards past the line of scrimmage. That stuff, and like, thank God they got rid of Luke Getsy, because you obviously want to point a big finger of blame at him for that. But when are we going to see a real NFL offense? And until we do, why should Bears fans have any faith that regardless of how many steps their defense took this past season, they can be taken seriously and be a real team?
Well, on the flip side, they do have that defense. I do like the DC hire in Eric Washington, and they're probably going to give them a chance to be competitive for the division next year. So can they make the playoffs? Yes. Can they make it all to the NFC Championship game? Like the Lions just did, they won two games in the playoffs. They were 3 points away. They pretty much blew it. They should be in the Super Bowl. I don't know if the Bears can quite make that jump. But here at CHL, we can make the jump to Tavern Style.
There's the good news.
Salerno's Pizza.
We've always got Tavern Style.
This is outstanding. If you want to subscribe, this podcast feed always available in the CHGO Sports podcast feed. And then whatever topic is relevant, it'll also show up in the feeds for our specific team. So this could be in your CHGO Bears feed.
Pizza right always helps your Bears fan depression. Always.
Let me dive in. This is good.
We all silly like the mayor.